Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you get this telephone message. I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I was a member of the 4-H club that was located in our small Michigan town. I was an expert at taking care of and milking cows of all shapes and sizes. While I was a member, my parents entered me into a cow milking competition held at our local county fair. If I could fill a metal 1-gallon bucket with cow milk before anyone else, I would win a $1,000 scholarship that could be used when I eventually went to university. It was a hot summer, so on the day of the event I wore only hot pants and a halter top. Norm, besides myself, there were 5 other teenage girls that were competing in the event. When I got to the event, I was walked to the 3rd cow. There were 6 cows standing in a line, with a distance of 5 feet between each cow. The organizers gave every girl a metal bucket and a cow milking stool. A milking stool has 3 legs and a round wooden seat. Milking stools are typically 8.5 inches in height. I sat on my stool, and I waited for the other girls to get situated. Each cow has 4 teats connected to an udder. I warmed my hands by rubbing them on my legs, and I wrapped my fingers around the teats. When the horn blew, I began to milk my cow. I was doing well. Milk squirted from the teats, and it shot into the bucket. My mind was in perfect sync with my fingers. I was going to win. I always know that I am going to win. Except in this occasion, I didn't win. Norm, while I was laughing and milking, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my genitals. And then I felt it again. Before I could do anything about it, something round and hard bore its way past the crotch of my hot pants and panties, and it sunk itself deep into my fuckhole. Norm, while the object hammered its way in and out of my pussy, I came. I was getting dicked. But how? Why? While I milked the cow, I moaned, and while I moaned, I came. My eyes were rolled back into the back of my head. I looked like a shark eating a trigger fish. My mouth was slack-jawed. People watching the event screamed, "The cow mooed." The dick moved in and out of my hungry skunk thousands of times. My shuddering torso caused the legs to break off the milking stool. Sweat dripped off my tits, and vaginal juices pooled up on the ground below me. I drank the cow milk in an effort to hydrate myself. And then I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that someone had mounted a remote-controlled hydraulic piston under my milking stool.
The dildo came up through a hole that they drilled into your milking stool. You're lucky you didn't drown in your bucket of milk. When I was a kid, I was leaning against a fence that separated our yard from a neighbor's yard. While I was leaning against the fence, our neighbor crammed his cock into my asshole. I blacked out and hung from that fence for 2 days until my mother looked out the window and saw me hanging there. The dude was a vegetable and he could only get around in a wheelchair. That's the part that bothered me.
Norm, a 12-inch long by 2-inch in diameter rubber dildo was attached to the end of the piston. My brassiere, shirt, panties, and hot pants got wrapped up in the moving dildo machine and they were torn off. When my mother picked me up from the hospital, she slipped on a pair of brass knuckles and she swung her right hand into the side of my head.
All you think about is getting yourself off. Your father and I hate you.
It was an awful and very embarrassing moment. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if you're ever entered into a cow milking contest. You could take a dick. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some shit while I get myself off by rubbing my pointer finger and middle finger atop my swollen clitoris. As I do this, I'll be lying atop my dead grandmother's old cum-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother's
says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds. So you've got to understand that most of douche material, douching liquid, is actually manufactured in China. This is truth. All the douching stuff that comes to America for American slots, the douche material, the douche liquids, the final product, is actually made in China, like a lot of things. And it's made in China in big factories, and the factories usually employ more than 50 to 100,000 people in each factory to make this douche, this liquid thing that kills the odor inside a pussy. And China sends that to us. That's like one of the biggest things sustaining this factory and factories around it, others, lots of them, because women's cunts smell so bad in America. So they're making a fortune. Now, inside these factories, I was told this by a guy who's been there and told me this personally. He said, inside this factory, it has a sign on a wall, and on the sign on the wall, I guess it's like LCD or some type of thing, LED sign that changes, and it talks about the lives saved from men in America. And it talks about it, when they say lives saved, what they mean is mentally, they're saving American men's minds when they say lives saved. And there'll be announcements over the speakers in these factories. And in these factories, the announcements come frequently with regards to them saving the lives of men because they're creating douche material, douche products. How do I say that? Liquid douche material. Not material, just liquid. They produce billions of gallons of liquid in these factories in China and factories around them. They send this douche liquid to America, and Chinese people think they're saving the lives of American men because Chinese people think that the pussy on the American woman is huge. It's huge and it's spooky, and they think they're really doing something good. Now, the cunt on a chink woman, this is a little tiny thing. I know this for fact because I've pumped a couple chinks, and their cunts are very tiny. But as soon as you get near an American woman, because she's been fucking since she was 14, cramming everything in that hole since she was 14, hey, my mom and dad's gone. I can find something in the basement, maybe in the attic, maybe in the fridge. I can fuck myself. They're gone now. I can be what I really am, which is a goddamn animal. I can be that. And they come back, and I go back out of my bipolar fucking transition, and I act like they want me to act while they're home again. But the chinks think that they're really helping an American man, and they are. They're really helping American men. And you're going to say, well, can you elaborate on that, Norm? The chinks believe that the American man is being degraded, being minimalized because of the stench of pussy, because of the toxic odor of pussy, that they're being minimalized, and they're being minimalized into accepting the stench of pussy, as they're around to penetrate the pussy, as they're around to play stink finger or sticky finger with the pussy. And they try to, the man in America, the chinks know this, he tries to say to himself, you know, it comes with the territory, it's bad, I don't want to go down there, I don't like it in any way, but I got to do this, I guess I got to do this, and they chip away at the American man. That's what chicks are doing with their cunt, their big, stretched out cunt. They're chipping away at the mind of the American man, and they're minimalizing him, and they're feminizing him. And by the time the guy's 45 or 50 years old, he's been fucking reduced 50% or more. I know this shit. I know what I'm talking about here, too, and I know it's true. So the chinks think, we're helping this person. American men lives saved. Up on the signs in these chink factories, these LED signs, and it changes all the time. Now, did you know that in China, with the other factories, too, a billion gallons of douche, liquid douche, cunt freshener, whatever you want to call it, is manufactured and sold every day. Can you imagine? A billion gallons of douche every day? The chinks know this. The chinks know it, and they understand that the woman's cunt is huge, and it's stinking, and it's ripe, and it's bubbling, and it's undulating, and it's waiting for some unsuspecting dick to come by and not know what he's getting into. It's like a Venus flytrap. Think of a Venus flytrap, and you'll understand the American woman perfectly. What does the Venus flytrap do? It's a plant, and it lives on meat. It lives on insects and meat. That's what it likes. It's got tentacles on the leaf. When the fly lands on that, when anything's put on it that's beef or meat, it'll close up the leaves and then disintegrate the meat. It'll consume it, and that fuels the plant. Now, what's the difference between that and a woman's pussy? It fucking opens up. There's the meat. It takes the meat in. It sucks you fucking dry. You think you're just going for an orgasm, but you're not, man. You're not going for just an orgasm. You think you are, but what's really going on is, yeah, you think semen's coming out and you're giving her an injection, you're filling her up or whatever you want to say. But the reality is, before you blow that load, before that fucking whatever it is comes out, a fistful of cum comes out, she's been sucking your spirit, your essence out of your cock hole the whole time you were there. It's a Venus flytrap. It's a meat eater that stinks. And the reason it stinks is because it's a warning. It was given by God. It's a warning. Don't go down there. Don't go near the pussy. You smell that? Keep away from it. Reel back. Pull back. And the chinks now, they know this. My friend was telling me that. He went into one of these factories. They believe they're not manufacturing just douche, stuff that kills the stink, cuts the stink of a pussy to an American woman. They believe they're saving lives of American men. And I believe that 100%. Look at the thing with the comparison between the Venus flytrap and the pussy. The Venus flytrap eats fucking meat. The pussy eats meat. The Venus flytrap has tentacles that can feel when there's dick around it, when there's meat around it. The pussy feels it when there's meat around it. You think the pubic hairs and all that other shit. It doesn't have tentacles like the plant, but it has the pubic hairs. If you touch the pubic hair, the cunt turns on and the lips fill up with the blood that starts to expand. The cunt starts to unfurl very much like a goddamn plant. I mean, a billion gallons of douche manufactured every day and shipped to America? Why isn't those stats, why aren't they those stats published every day? Why aren't they published in every major newspaper telling you what the cunt is, telling you the psychology, the mindset of the chink that's making these fucking douche? Why isn't this published and told to people every day? Because women would fucking die out, wouldn't they? They'd commit suicide. They can only dildo themselves so many times. They can only keep buying artificial dicks so long. They've got to have meat before they wither away. It's the same thing with a Venus flytrap. I can give it artificial meat, and I've done this. I've done it in an experiment. I can give it artificial plant-based fucking hamburger and put it in a Venus flytrap. And the Venus flytrap will respond in exactly the same way. It touches it, little tentacles coming off the open leaves. You touch these little barbs. It closes up on the meat. It thinks it has meat. But what happens? The damn thing dies. It dies because it's not real meat. It was fooled into thinking it was real fucking meat. The Venus flytrap did. And that's the same thing with a bitch. The cunt thinks a dick is a dick, but it's not really a dick. It's a piece of plastic made by another chink. Same thing in China. And eventually the cunt will die out. The chick's mind will die out because there's no more meat, nothing else to suck out of. The cock isn't really just a cock, and you're not really menacing that pussy like you want to believe. That cock is fucking using your cock as a straw to suck you dry. It's using a straw to suck you fucking dry, stupid. You can't keep away from it. It doesn't matter how many times I tell this shit to people over and over. I don't care where I am. I'll bring this up and tell this to people at parties and shit. Christmas parties, Thanksgiving parties, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. I've told this shit again and again. And what does it do? They don't listen to it. They don't believe it's true. The Venus flytrap is a fucking metaphor, is almost an identical clone of what the cunt is. Now, they don't make douche in America. Isn't that something? I guess it's politically incorrect. They've somehow started to sell some idea of this. Here's what a little bitch will tell you today, as her pussy is stinking the place up as she's limping with her goddamn yeast infection and her sores because she hasn't washed that cunt in a month. Here's what she'll say to you. I don't need douche. My vagina is a self-cleaning oven. It is? It's not a self-cleaning oven. Nobody'd get the fuck around you, man. Lady, you need a spray can of Yard Guard, a spray can of Raid, and spray that pussy down, and then it's almost acceptable to get near once you know that you've killed some kind of insects. I used to do that years ago. Had a can of Raid next to my bed when a bitch came in there for me to rail her. She wanted me to do whatever I would do when I hit my skills with my 15.5-pound dick. I'd spray her cunt with Raid. She didn't know it was Raid. She was in euphoria. She thought I was freshening the air or something with some kind of fucking air thing. Some kind of cinnamon and spice, some kind of apple pie and spice, something for Halloween. She thought I was doing that, but I was really killing the goddamn germs of her cunt, the bugs living in her fucking cunt, with a can of Raid. If you don't have a can of Raid, there's something wrong with you, man. There's something not firing with you in your fucking mind if you don't have a can or two or even six cans of goddamn Raid. Yes, it's expensive, but why wouldn't you want to protect yourself when you're out in the field? When I say out in the field, it means you're with a bitch. You're out in the field, man. You're fucking on a trip. You're going on a seek and destroy mission. You're fucking in a formation, and that's what you are when you're around the cunt. That cunt's a Venus flytrap. Except it's got to have real meat. It's got to suck your straw down and drain you dry. And these chinks, though, these Chinese people, they get it. They understand it. Chinese chicks got tight little cunts. They're not bored out from chicks putting things in it, big-ass goddamn things. The fucking point of an anvil, they're fucking the arm of their parents' goddamn couch. They're cramming all kinds of ball-peen hammer handle going up the cunt. They've done this since they were 12 fucking years old, 14 years old. Big, stretched-out, stinking cesspool, a big fucking tar pit out of California. It's that, man. That's what the cunt does. And it's bubbling and stinking, and there it is. And they don't understand it. So they think what they're doing is a favor to American men. Yeah, they're making 1 billion gallons of douche a day in China and shipping it to America so we can even get near the pussy. But they believe that more than that, it's a spiritual thing. It's a godlike thing. It's something bigger than that. They're helping the American man to try to somehow keep his dignity. Every time you smell a pussy that's that strong, that's that powerful, that's that disabling to you, that you reel back, every time you smell that, you lose a little piece of you. There's another piece and another piece and another piece, and pretty soon you're fucking gone. It wouldn't matter if you had 6 whores from 8 Mile and fucking Van Dyke. It wouldn't matter 6 Mile and Van Dyke. If you had all those whores in front of you, if they all had the smelliest cunt in the world, you wouldn't even know it anymore because you are gone. I saved a friend like that once. He couldn't tell anymore. I walked into the bedroom. He hadn't been going to work and shit. This time I worked with him. And I went in there. He's with some old slag, and the whole place stunk of fish, and I knew what had happened. Soon as I opened the door, and I had that kind of privileges with him, as soon as I opened the door in his fucking trailer, all I smelled was pussy, the strong stench of pussy. He hadn't reported to work, he didn't answer his fucking phone, and I knew what happened. He got involved with some chick, and he went brain dead because the pussy's so powerful, it's so disabling, it's like a gas you'd use in a goddamn service, in a war, some kind of world war. It's like that, it's a gas, and it takes something from you, it takes it away from you, where you can actually stand the stench of pussy and not question yourself on what you're doing. A normal person would question himself on what they're doing. Why am I with this stinky pussy? Why am I with it? What am I doing? I got to get out of here. I got to get my socks on. I got my earth shoes on. I got to get my fucking tie-dye t-shirt on. I got to get the fuck out of here right now. I still got a piece of me. I come into the goddamn trailer that he was living in at the time, and I went into the bedroom. When I opened the bedroom, I just was overcome, man. It was like skunk times 100, and that's what pussy is, and that's what I've actually rallied to try to do. I've worked for years on that. They should rename it and call pussy skunk. They should rename it, take vagina out, and call it skunk, because that's what it is. And I'm sorry if I sound like some kind of misogynist, but I'm not in any way. I'm just telling facts, man. This is what you got when you spread the wings on some American slut. There he is, gone. His mind's gone. The stench was so powerful to me, and it told me one thing. I still have my mind. I still can pull back. I can still get out of there, can't I? I can get out of there. I can survive. I understand the warning signs. I haven't breathed this all in and lost 10, 20% of my brain power. I can't afford to lose 20% of my brain power over the stench of pussy. This chinks do this all day. The chinks nonstop are making a billion gallons, I read this, of douche every day and pumping it to America, pumping it over here, shipping it over here. They're on shelves in every store in America, and then they put little pretty pictures on it. They put enamel stock covers on it with all kinds of colors, 5, 15, 16 different colors, full color, spectrum, HD and all that, popping on the box. So, hey, look at this. Look what it is. But really think about it. Whenever you're standing in an aisle, when you're next in fucking Walmart or something like that, literally look at that box and understand what it is. It's a thing trying to protect you in some way from the stench of her pussy. It's trying to, like, not even protect you. They've turned it into this thing where they can now trick you. They can now fool you. They can now numb you to the real stench of her pussy, which would do what? It would cause you not to go back to that pussy. It would cause you not to pay her bills. It would cause you not to invest in a mortgage at 7 or 8% because she said so. It would make all those things stop. So there's a deliberate effort on to disguise the stench of pussy, and the chinks are onto it right away. Do you know that they have to sign disclosure agreements at the fucking factories where they make this douche liquid? They have to sign this. It says they'll never tell the secret of what's really going on. They'll never expose it. They'll never talk about it, what's really going on. And what is it really what's going on? It's about you. It's about you and your fucked up desires. You and your goddamn greedy fucking cock not thinking about the reality of what you're facing. It's not a one-dimensional painting you're looking at when that bitch is on that bed with her Venus flytrap and her legs spread out, and there's a Venus flytrap waiting for some fucking meat. It's not that at all. Please see it in what it really is. The chinking away of you. The chipping away of you. You become a thin, fucking bony thing. You lose 2 inches in height. Your voice box will go and all this shit. And you'll be a shell of what you were because you couldn't see what was going on. That's why crusaders like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus, are talking right now, are trying to advise you right now, warn you right now as to what's going on. A billion gallons of douche manufactured every day in Chinkland, China land, and shipped to America disguised it to disguise the stink of pussy so she can pull you in. As soon as she's got you pulled in financially and legally where her name's on everything there is no more billion gallons of douche coming to her house anymore to disguise you, to fool you, to trick you. You're stuck with stench. You now have to reduce yourself. You're thinking to yourself, what happened, man? That little beautiful thing, she was so sweet. A little fucking German girl, a little Finland girl, look at her. Little beautiful full lips and her hair down the middle of her back and beautiful eyes with no bags under them and really white whites of her eyes. What happened to that thing? Look what I'm looking at now, a goddamn animal, a fucking freak, a burned out fucking Venus flytrap that's been fed all kinds of artificial fucking lab-grown fake meat. There she is, look at her now, go fuck it. Go eat it, motherfucker. That's what you're looking at. A billion gallons of douche shipped to this country should be stunning. It's nowhere. It's never talked about. They'll just tell you now they're cunts of self-cleaning oven out of goddamn arrogance. It's a self-cleaning oven. Yeah, you'll be the loneliest bitch in the world with your self-cleaning oven because I'm not getting near it. One time, this is no lie. I might have been on PCP. I'm not sure. I might have been on fucking, I'm not sure exactly what I was doing at that time. I one time had an absolute fist fight with a cunt. The legs were pulled back. The stink was so offensive, so powerful, so commanding that there was her torso. And I stood up and my legs were bent behind me. My cock was out and I just started punching the cunt again and again and again, trying to defend myself from the stink of what it is, trying to defend myself from the odor, from the stink, from the manipulation, the con of what it was, pulling me into this Venus fucking flytrap, pulling me in there and taking command of me and eliminating everything that I ever was. There it is. It's pulling me in the stink and I'm offended by the stink. This is God giving you this stink of warning. Get out of there. I remember just going punch after punch, body blow, uppercut, body blow, fucking knockout punch, right cross, left cuts, undercut, just one after another into her fucking cunt. And you know what she was doing when I was punching her, when I was having a fist fight with her cunt? It'll sound deranged, man. She just started laughing. She was just laughing like some kind of goddamn maniacal nutcase. She was just laughing upon laughing as I punched her cunt lips in again and again and again. And the more I punched her cunt lips, the more it actuated her cunt, because the labia, the lips got bigger and bigger, and they started doing flagrant and deliberate flapping of the lips like it was laughing at me, like the cunt was somehow talking to me when I was in a fist fight with her fucking cunt, because I resented the stench of her pussy. Can you imagine that would be incorrect? That they tell you you're out of line? That they tell you need a mental institution? They tell you you're nuts? That something's wrong with you? You told them that their pussy stunk and was disabling you? You couldn't function anymore? If you said that, you might even lose your goddamn job. Because that's the truth of it, isn't it? There's the truth. Pick that fucker off. Take him out like a thorn in somebody's fucking leg. Take him out now. Get rid of him now. He's exposing the truth, the reality of what's going on. I can only tell you this, man. You got a friend with a chink in China. The chink is working fucking 12 hours a day. At the end of the week, at the end of 2 weeks, he might get a free bicycle. Might get a free bicycle and a couple yen. Free bike, a couple yen. 2-3 weeks later, 2 months later, he might get the inner tube for that bike. Maybe 6 months later, they'll give him a new goddamn seat for that bike and another fucking handful of yen. Whatever it is. But there he is. He's your friend, man. He's your friend. They're worried about your mind and my mind, and I'm worried about your mind and my mind. You gotta be careful about the stench of pussy. It's not funny. It's not a joke. It's something to run from. I've run one time, and I was never going to talk about this because I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement with this bitch at one time, and with regards to her finding a fucking $20 gold piece that was worth $500,000. At one time, I was with this chick, and I remember she wanted me to, I was going to do it with her. Took a long time. We were going to mentally detecting. I was trying to manipulate her, get at her pussy. I remember when she pulled her panties off, that the stench was unbearable, and it stink. And I swear to God, I heard like a sound, the that was coming out of her pussy, fermenting pussy gas built up, angst that was in the cunt because it wasn't getting goddamn dick. I remember smelling that. You know, there was a window maybe 20 feet from there. I don't remember what the house was. I don't remember what floor it was. I didn't give a shit. And you know, I went right through the window. This is no shit. And the only thing that really saved me was I was wearing steel-toed boots at the time. And I remember kicking the window out as I went feet first. And the steel-toed boots were powerful, thick, and really well-made when they used to make shoes really good. Went right through the... They might have been my military shoes. I'm not sure. It was Vietnam, 18 months, two tours. They might have been them. I went right through the goddamn window and landed feet up. Seemed like it was forever, 50 feet. I landed feet up like I was goddamn... one of those deep sea divers with this big deep sea diving outfit on with a hose coming for me. I just landed like that, like I had those heavy, heavy shoes on when I landed. But I didn't care. I couldn't stand the stench of pussy anymore. I couldn't take it another goddamn day while she's sitting there smiling while she's trying to give you her love. What kind of love is it if you're presenting me with a dead fucking deer, a dead bear, a dead wolverine, some kind of dead animal? What kind of love is it when it's in your arms and you're presenting it to me and all I smell is a goddamn stench of death? It's worse than death. It's like I fucking had Jesus himself come up and command all the fish in the sea to be in that bedroom. And when she pulls her panties off and the stench of fish was overwhelming, that's what it is. It's too much, man. I've had a lot of trouble with that, and I didn't want to talk about this. And I thought there's a lot of better things to talk about. Why would you talk about something that a bitch can't deal with? Well, because they don't even understand it. They don't even know what's going on. They don't understand what their cunt is. But you do now. You understand it. You're being educated to it. They don't know what it is. All they know is it works just like a Venus flytrap. Look how pretty I am down here. Got all my tentacles coming off my leaves, all my barbs coming off the leaves, beautiful green smooth surfaces on each side. Look at me. Insects can't but help go to it. It's the same thing that a chick does to you, man. You gotta wake up. By the time a woman is 30 years old, she's deposited over 4 tons of shit. Honest to God, from shitting. By the time she's 30 years old, she's fucking wiped out, honest to God, all kinds of bacteria in the earth because she's deposited 6 tons of feminine napkins with blood in them, tampons, maxi pads, into landfills. Look at what you're dealing with. Understand it. Now think about a man. He shows up, man, his dick don't smell like fish, fermenting fish. There's no toxicity there. The guy shows up with a fucking pizza and a six-pack. You know what you're dealing with, man. Hey, you want to go out in the backyard? Man, I got a pond back there. I just worked on my two fishing poles. I built custom handles on the fishing poles out of goddamn walnut. Took me about 6 weeks, but they're absolutely beautiful. And I put acrylic coating over it, clear. They're absolutely beautiful. You want to go out and do that? Yeah, man. That fucking sounds good. And after that, we can go around. I still got two hand grenades left that I shipped in from Vietnam when I was in there. We can pull the pin and blow something up. And I understand shit like that. There's nothing like that in a woman's mind. All there is you. And they want the house a sealed more. Do you understand that? You understand what's going on? They're sealing up homes tighter than ever. You understand this? The insulation, the sealant, the cracks. They're supposed to be high-energy, high-efficient homes. There's no more homes with cracks in it that air can get through, natural oxygen and all that, and air can blow through like homes used to be. They knew what was going on, I guess. Today, they're so fucking sealed up, you can't get air in them. They do air content quality. They'll come out of these sealed-up homes. They'll use these gauges and these meters and these handheld things, and then they'll go outside. The difference in the air quality, they don't tell you this, is like 50% less than the air quality outside. And why are they doing that? Why would they do this? Why would they deliberately sabotage themselves with air quality and collapse lungs or all kinds of health problems, diminished oxygen and a blood flow? Why would they do that? Because bitches want total sealment of homes. Because when you're in there, you're pulling in the Venus flytrap. It just stinks of pussy. You can't think. There's no reasoning. There's no fucking answers. There's no friends. There's no nothing. But you don't know it. There it is. The pussy's on now. And you're pulling in this house. She's no longer using a douche. And it just sinks you deeper and deeper and deeper. You walk out into a stupor after you're done eating your cunt out. You go out in a stupor in a fucking garage and you unscrew your fucking lawnmower muffler. You don't know why you did it. You just unfucking screwed it. Walking around stiff and rigid. You walk over to the goddamn bleach in the fucking in the garage and smell that. Maybe you got a container of ammonia and you smell that. You're looking for anything to fucking bring you back. Anything that gets you out of it, like smelling salts. You walk over the goddamn wall switch in the garage that controls the garage door. You just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. You don't know what fucking happened. What happened is you're in an airtight house, fuckstick. You're in an airtight house and you ain't never going to get fresh oxygen again. Her pussy's going to smell and shoot and smell and shoot and gas and emit nonstop till you're fucking gone. And I know what you're thinking. Sounds like someone that don't like women. No, absolutely not. Couple sisters, they're both dead now. I'm glad they're gone. Had a couple sisters, had lots, been lots with women. No problem. I'm telling you the reality of what's going on here. There's no concerted effort in Norm Augustinus to try to defame, deflower what a woman is. That's just like I tell you fucking a brand of batteries, and I say, these batteries always lose their fucking, all of it leaks out, all the goddamn acid leaks out within 3 days. And it happens to be true and it becomes true and everybody agrees. But what people would say was, you're trying to destroy that company. You hate that company. What's your problem with the company? I'm just telling the facts like it is. I don't have any other ability than to tell the facts like they are. I tell them as I see them. In the goddamn airtight house, he can't smell nothing but pussy. He's in her airtight $80,000 car she has to have. Now, when they have an $80,000 car, what she's really saying is this. Look at me. I'm a high achiever. I've achieved more than you. I'm smarter than you. Which is, none of it is true. She got some fuck up because he's gone on the stench of pussy. He's lost a third of his mind. It's destroyed partial point areas in his brain. She wants to drive around and project that idea. She couldn't add 8 times 8, man. She don't know fuck, motherfucker. She doesn't know it, but she wants to impress you. Look at what I've done. When I see a bitch like that, I feel sorry for a man because I say, he's dying for her. He's fucking gone. He's gone. Driving past me in your 80s. Fuck off, mother effer. I don't care. They're sealing these houses up. They're doing the same thing with cars. Cars have become airtight. Why? Because now you're not in a house anymore. You're not in a house being gassed by her pussy, losing your mind, unable to think, walking around in a stupor, going to your fucking, your lawnmower, unscrewing the muffler again and again and screwing it back on. You don't know why. They don't want you to have that break of oxygen when you go from the house to the car. When you get in the car, it's fucking airtight too, ain't it? It's totally airtight. You're breathing her pussy even tighter and closer. There she is blowing her gas out and you're under complete control. I don't know about you. But I have driven literally past fucking cars, expensive ones, SUVs and other things, crossovers, whatever you want to call them. I've driven past the passenger side and I've seen the man sitting on the passenger side at least 100 times, 100 at least. And I've seen the guy there. His mouth is agape. His head is resting on the goddamn passenger side window. Of course, it's rolled up because she's got the air conditioning on. All kinds of compressors and dual fans and fucking radiators burning out and overheated engines. And he's got his eyes rolled back like a shark eating a triggerfish because he's gone. She's got complete control of him. And that's what's going to happen to you. Where's this coming from? Where's this stemming from? The thing the guy told me about the Chinese fucking factories, man. The Chinese factories, the workers in them who feel sorry for men here, who are trying to help men here, and they feel sorry. They feel we are trapped as they send 1 billion gallons of douche every goddamn day to America to stock the shelves. Now, why would anybody want to go with a chick then? Why don't you wear this? Because you walk right past the aisle. You walk right past or down the aisle where the douche boxes are. They look so inviting and fun. Look at that. It's a pet rock in there. Isn't that nice? Look at that box right there. Isn't that cute? It comes with a fucking little tiny turtle, and it comes with the sand, and comes with all, it's inside that box. That's how they sell it at, as these fucking, these douche bottle bags. These douche fucking chemicals that are in this nice looking good box. It's on the shelf in some feminine aisle at Walmart, wherever you want it, wherever you shop. Look at that box. Isn't that something? Inside that box is a sand-making kit. It's sand, and you mix water with it, and you can make sand castles. It's inside the box. It's nothing like that. It's the prettiest box in the store for a reason, and whenever you see something extremely pretty, extremely manicured, extremely hyped and taken care, it means danger. Ding, 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 ding. Look out, fuck stick. You're in trouble. You just walked right past the fucking thing that's killing every man in America. You remember how your friends used to be? You're not the same anymore, and they're not the same anymore. Do you think your best friend or her, your other two friends or three friends you know, men friends, do you think they still act like you remember them when you were 18 years old, you're still friends and you're 45? Do they still seem the same? Do they seem a little bit off? Yes, they do. Do you seem a little off? Yes, you are. Because you're gassed by the stench of pussy all day and all long. Look at the Venus flytrap. Beautiful green, emerald green fucking planet. It's green, it's inviting. It looks good, doesn't it? Emerald green, green, just like our fucking planet, the emerald green planet. It looks like that from afar. Look at it. That thing can't be dangerous. The Venus flytrap is a meeting plant. Who ever fucking heard of that? It's a deliberate disguise to destroy anything that comes near it that's made of goddamn meat. It's there it is because it wants to eat the meat. It wants to suck it dry. And that's why they have to have meat no matter what. If you're worried about dildos and shit like that, they can't feed the fucking Venus flytrap. Fake meat, the Venus flytrap plant will die with fake meat, just curls right up. Same thing with a bitch. She can't subsist with a diet of dildos. She has to bump into a fucking rube like you and suck your spirit, your soul, your energy, your essence out your dick like a fucking straw. That doesn't exist. She has to have dick. She has to have dick all the time, and that stench is an immobilizing agent to immobilize you, to stun you like a stun gun. Like you were stunned, like you were shocked, like you were hit by lightning for a second and you came back and stopped for a moment. That's what the pussy is designed to do. It's designed to stop you, stun you, break you, until eventually your her name's on everything. How that happens, I don't know. You meet her fucking 3 weeks ago, you're with her 3 months, you're getting married, you don't know fuck about her, and everything you've done is now owned by her. Now how can that happen? Because of the stench of fucking pussy, man. They've done studies on chicks' underwears. My friend, Nag Champa. What's his name, Champa? Yeah, his name is Champa. I don't know why I can't remember his first name. He works at the Detroit Health Department. He said they've done studies on the panties of chicks that are always pushing this gas out. It's automatic. It just keeps on seeping out. They've done studies on these panties because they check out dead people they find in the Detroit River and dead people lying all over fucking Detroit. And they've put the panties, honest to God, they've put these panties into a sealed environment with a lot of plants and a glass thing, like a mini greenhouse. It's practically airtight. They ship in purified air and all that. It's a controlled environment. He said, every plant, whenever they put a pair of female panties inside this terrarium, inside this glass little house, Every plant dies within 6 fucking weeks. They all die because over the billions of years of evolution, plants know that anywhere they're near a chick equals destruction. They will plow that area down. They will destroy it. They will push tractors and bulldozers and try to put up a $2 million financed home with $10,000 down on a mortgage. They are scared shitless of chicks anywhere in the fucking area. He's done this. Rapalunge is his name. I don't know why I call him Nag Champa. It was Nag Champa fucking incense. His name's Rapalunge, but I think Nag Champa is an incense I used to fucking use in this when I was in Vietnam. And it was really great. If you ever never done Nag Champa, it's really fucking great. You play that, man. You turn on the doors or some shit like that. You got your gun on your hand. You start shooting fucking holes into your roof and your walls and shit like that. It's just really relaxing to be free, to be just this entity with flailing arms and flailing legs and booze and dope and fucking breeze coming across your face. It just really feels good. I'm only going to talk about this. I thought, wow, man, can I talk about something like this? Can I talk about it? And I thought, yes, I can talk about it. I'm helping people. You have to understand, because of this Chinese thing that I learned about, the factories with the chink workers, they get the bikes. Sometimes they get the fucking little things, the streamers you can plug into the handlebars or little strips of plastic. Sometimes they get that and things they can close pin onto their fucking back wheel to make like a clink, 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 clink as they drive the bike. They have nothing to gain by feeling sorry for the American man's mind when they are making this douche liquid, that they feel sorry for the guy. They know he's been cut in half. They know he's gone. They know what it's going to lead to, which is fucking Nowheresville, darkness upon darkness upon darkness. And they know this, thanks to the chinks and thanks to me interpreting what I was told and understanding what I was told. I mean, I digested this material, I don't know how long. 2, 3, 4, 5 days after I was told it, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. They feel sorry for Americans because they're pumping douche liquid over here because the American woman's cunt is so powerful, so smelly. Its cunt is smelly and powerful for goddamn reason. It's there to destroy you. You can't tell your friend. Think of this. If someone dropped tear gas in your backyard with a missile, you could report it. You could get help, couldn't you? If someone tried to gas you some other way through some smoke bomb through your goddamn window, you could get all kinds of fucking press, couldn't you? Police threw a gas bomb through the window, smoke bomb, tried to get the guy that was innocent, wrong house, and all that shit. But how do you report the gas coming out of the chick's cunt? Her fucking legs are spread, her knees are touching, making contact with her ears, her eyes are rolled back, and she's administering the gas to you. How do you report that? How do you make sense of that? How would you report that in any way where they wouldn't think you were out of your goddamn gourd? They wouldn't, would they? He's nuts. They know this. You're never going to report a pussy. Well, I will. I have. I will report a pussy. What you have to do is you have to go on with this tiny breather. You have to have an oxygen tank under the bed with a small hose with a mask over it. She goes into whatever fucking act she goes into, like they all do, this deep, deliberate, designed act, a subconscious act, this conscious act. She starts performing for you with the gas, and that's like hypnosis. You have to have something you can reach for and get oxygen, can't you? Some type of oxygen thing, some type of carbon filter that will go into your mouth that's made for the mouth that goes past the teeth. You can still breathe, but it'll somehow purify the air, somehow protect you from the air, and you can also put the plugs in your nose, and it purifies that air so you can have a chance to breathe, so that you can still have a chance to be you. Don't let them take away you. Don't let them take away one more iota of you, motherfucker, and that's what they're doing. They don't love you. She could never love you. You're nothing. She went through fucking 10 abortions and 100 boyfriends before she got to you, and now you're lucky. She loves you. She don't love you. You want to be loved? Come on the fuck up here in Upper Northern Michigan, and I'll fuck your brains out, and then I'll beat your brains in with a frying pan and give you fucking 5 or 6 fucking prepacked loaded fucking weed sticks, and you'll be on your goddamn way. You'll feel alive like you've never felt alive before with that kind of treatment. The other shit is so goddamn rote. Just rote, one thing after another, same thing after another, same thing after another. I feel sorry for the chinks that they think, with regards to the woman's pussy in America, big, stretched out, meaty goddamn thing. Look at that big, stretched out, meaty thing. The pubic hairs are the tentacles that are on a fucking Venus flytrap, the little barbs on the ends of the leaves. And if they feel something move around, they close. That's what the pubic hair is on a chick's pussy. Anything touches it, anything moves around it, any fly goes into it because he smells that pussy. And those fucking pussy turns on, man. It unfurls like a scary goddamn boa constrictor, not even a boa constrictor. The anacondas in the Florida swamps, it just starts to unfurl in a pussy. You know, the average pussy, Google will tell you this. I think it's like 3 inches deep. Google fucking will tell you, if you ask it, you think I'm lying to you, go ahead and check it out, then write me back. Google will say, if you say, hey Google, what is the fucking average, the length of a woman's vagina? She'll tell you 3 fucking inches. 3 inches? Are you out of your goddamn mind? I got 15.5 pounds of meat and my cock never bottoms out. It's not 3 inches, but look at the propaganda. Look at the PR trying to sell that cunt. A 3-inch cunt sounds dainty, like a chink's cunt, like that guy said about the Chinese workers in the douche factory. A 3-inch fucking cunt sounds acceptable, and you think, wow, I might have a chance to split that. I may have a chance to crack that beam open, unzip that fucking snatch, slam my Abraham Lincoln log splitter big huge cuck into that and really do some damage. You think that? That's why she's saying that the average depth of a woman's pussy is 3 inches. Isn't that ridiculous? It's so absurd. It's such propaganda and so deliberate that it should be transparent to everybody. You tried on your thing when you say, H-E-Y, Google. When you say that, I got the fucking things all over the place. I don't want to say it because I don't want to ask her what I want, which is always wrong, and give me some political answer. If you say a swear word to Hey Google or tell her to fuck off, you know that she'll actually correct you? You're paying the electricity. You've bought the product. And you don't correct me in my own home, motherfucker. And that's when I take the ice pick. That's when I take the ball peen hammer and smash it the fuck out. I don't need to be corrected by a bitch in there, some artificial slut imitating a real whore. And she's defective in herself, and it moves on even more defectiveness in the fucking Hey Google shit. The whatever that speaker is you can get in your house. You have to be careful, man, of this. And why am I talking about this? Why would I bring this up? Why would I start with this? It sounds so possibly negative. It sounds so extreme. It sounds so out there. Well, anybody who's presenting some kind of ideal, it would be out there. They just want mainstream, though. They tell you all the time that you're welcome. Everybody's here. Creativity's welcome. Come on in. We welcome it all. You can be anything. Creative. And it's all bullshit. Better get in there, you got 8 hours, and there's your time clock. That should be your first fucking warning, fuckstick. So why am I talking about this? Why would I talk about this? Because when my friend told me what's going on in the douche manufacturers in China, that they're shipping them over here, the sorry, the regret they feel for all the American men having to deal with the stink of a pussy, and the stretched out pussy, they talk about it. I remember flying above recently, above an area in the woods. Now I got an ultralight aircraft. And then it's a Ridge Runner ultralight. It's got a 27-foot wingspan. It's got a Rotax engine. I think it's a 277. It's like it was a 29-horsepower engine or 27-horsepower engine. But as usual, I always bore out the piston cylinders and I put bigger rings. I use nitrous oxide. I manipulate the carburetor. It's a Rotax engine. I think they're made in Austria. And these are like high-quality engines. It's never going to die, not as long as I'm alive. And it takes 5 gallons of gas. I got a nitrous oxygen tank. It's a Model 2. It's a two-seater. And I just had a jump seat recently. Well, last year, I put in myself. I was flying over the woods, which is a very dense woods. I really hope that I die before they start selling off the property. There's like 16 million acres of woods in Michigan. And I was flying over the property. And I saw an area. You think this is funny or not funny? I saw an area in the woods that was open. The trees that were on it, they were leafless. And it looked like the grass in it were leafless, like nothing was growing in this area. Just a small little area, maybe 20 yards, 10, 15 yards in diameter in a circular fashion. So I plotted that, the latitude and longitude, and I went back with my Argo Frontier six-wheel drive ATV. I went back to the exact coordinates, and why did I go there? Because it looked strange to me. I fly above the woods all the time. I look for odd things like that. I look for people that are fucking or whatever they're doing out there, and I went back with my ATV, Ridge Runner ATV. When I got to the latitude and longitude of this, what did I see? What did I find? I found a burned-out circle, and I measured it. It was 25 feet in diameter, and everything in that circle was dead. There was no leaves, there was no weeds, there was no grass, no moss, no mushrooms, no tree, and any tree in it was dead. It was gone. And I thought, how? Did somebody dump 500 gallons of gas here, 200 gallons of gas? Did they wipe the area out? Was there an ATV here, some kind of parked van here? What was going on? So I start looking around. And when I got to the center of this area, I start seeing a lump there, an uneven area, and I start pulling the dead grass off. You've seen what dead grass looks like, dead grass leaves. And when I opened it up, I was flabbergasted. I was floored. This will sound like bullshit, but it's 100% true. And what did I uncover? I saw a dildo. It was a dildo that had been abandoned there, some bitch's dildo. And the dildo was still vibrating. See, what they do is make 10-year-long batteries for these dildos now, the same batteries that they put in that special watch. What's that thing called? Casio. The Casio 10-year battery in a Casio. It was a 10-year battery in this fucking thing, and it was still vibrating, sending out electromagnetic waves. On top of it, when I uncovered the weeds, when I uncovered the leaves, what did I smell? I smelled pussy. I smelled pussy coming off the dildo. This woman was out there ramming herself, cramming herself, jamming herself with the goddamn dildo and left it behind. And all the real natural stuff, the wonders of our world, the plant that doesn't shit, the tree that doesn't shit or urinate, the tree that doesn't pollute and drop maxi pads in every national forest, trail park, everywhere. All I saw was destruction from the stench, the aroma coming off this dildo. It was worse than anything I've ever seen. Now, what I did was go to Margo Frontier, and I took out a small hand shovel, and I also sparked up one of my pre-rolls. I never buy pre-rolls from marijuana joints. I never buy them from dispensaries because they're junk. I make my own. I use zigzag rolling papers. I pack it with Pinconning Paralyzer, Michigan fucking favorite, 97% THC, and I dug around it. When I dug around it, there was no worms. There was no insects. There was no grubs of any kind. I went out further. No insects, no grubs of any kind. This is what happens when a woman comes into a fucking area. It is nuked. Well, they say nuked for more, but it's gone. It's wiped out. She left her dildo. She's in her $500,000 house with a fucking $4,000 mortgage she can't pay and pressing the fuck out of everybody and leaves her dildo there, her cunt, to feed this fucking cunt, leaves it there and destroys everything in the area. It's all fucking gone, man. And I saw it. I smelled it. I dug. I dug and I dug and I dug and I found no goddamn living shit. Even the leaves that were on the property, the piece I found, the circle I found when I was overhead flying on my Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft, even the leaves were void of insects or life. There was nothing on them. It was wiped out. The bitch had come in the area and destroyed it. And that's just a small faction, a small example of what's going to happen if the bitch ever starts to come to upper northern Michigan or the upper peninsula of Michigan. It will be nuked. And I know this to be true. I know it. My friend gave me a complete report on what's going on. 1 billion gallons of douche manufactured in China every fucking day to mask the stink of that pussy so that you can go into some bizarre hypnosis. Some non-reality trip for the next 40 fucking years and go out of your mind, go broke, lose everything, and you didn't smell a thing.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Alicia, I hope you are well when you received this type letter. Alicia, the other day I was walking in a parking lot. While I walked, I stumbled across an old leather bag. There were two round, rope-like handles attached to it. It was a very old bag because the gold initials that had been printed onto the top of the black bag were almost worn off. The initials printed onto the bag were B&P, or just BP. I grabbed a hold of the bag and I walked to a nearby bench that was situated in a shady area alongside the parking lot. I carefully unzipped the bag. As I unzipped it, a length of the zipper got torn off the old leather bag. I guess the sewing, or what have you, gave out. When the zipper was fully unzipped, I pulled both sides of the bag apart. I always hope I'll find money, a brick of marijuana, 3 or 4 cock rings, or a couple of kilos of cocaine. I'd even be happy with a loaded handgun or a set of Chinese throwing stars. But that wasn't the case. Inside the old leather satchel was a pair of women's panties. When I extracted the panties, I noticed they were heavily stained. They were cum panties, and the cum had dried thick, deep, and hard into the fabric. Alicia, the panties stunk like they were once worn by a woman that possessed a rotting pussy. They were cum-stained pussy panties. Additionally, the panties had a 2-inch in diameter hole in the crotch area. The inner perimeter of the hole looked like it had been singed by the flame of a cigarette lighter. I guess a long time ago, a white-hot cock had bored its way through the crotch of the panties. Alicia, what kind of a person would carry around an old beat-up leather satchel that contains a single pair of women's decaying cum panties? I wonder if this broke-down satchel once belonged to Bonnie Parker, Clyde Barrow's girlfriend. Perhaps they were her soiled cum panties. Bonnie Parker was probably sucking Clyde's cock in their 1934 Ford Model 40, and while she was sucking and playing with his balls, the cops showed up. So Bonnie wiped down her wet gash and Clyde's wet fuck stick using Clyde's handkerchief, and they threw the bag out their car window and took off. They were Bonnie and Clyde, after all, but it could have just as easily belonged to Betty Page, or even been the property of a door-to-door big-dicked black dude vacuum cleaner salesman named Booker Purnell. Who knows? Don't judge me, but I kept the vintage panties for a future solo flight, and I left the disintegrating leather satchel on the bench. I gotta go. I've got things to do. It's been nice catching up with you. Write me back if you can. I always look forward to your letters. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at Tiger Stadium. She was sitting in a lower baseline box seat near first base. It was Detroit versus the Minnesota Twins. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she slid down in the box and she took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she pulled both of her knees to her ears. When I got to the box seat, her cunt and asshole were aimed directly at me. So I ate her out, and then I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister in the box seat, a woman sitting behind me said,
"Hello, I just moved here from London. I moved after a gang of angry Muslims threw a dead body that was engulfed in flames through my front picture window while I was 69ing my neighbour. Of course, my house burnt down. When you're done rimming that big jugged concubine, I'd like you to consider eating me out and rimming me also. I caught a foul baseball 30 minutes ago. I'll give that to you as an extra incentive. If you can get me to come, I call my hot daughter. She sells bagged peanuts and popcorn to people watching the game. She just had her asshole bleached. She's English also. You can rim her and feel special knowing you're the first to see her beautifully bleached shithole."
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, I'm sure you already know how much men enjoy going to baseball games. The beer, the players, the stadium, the possibility of catching a foul ball. As an American slut, it's tough to compete with the legendary game of baseball. You're home alone, squeezing your nipples and playing with your clitoris, and your man is at the game. No doubt you've tried using your old smelly stretched out pussy in every way imaginable in an effort to redirect your husband's or boyfriend's attention away from the ballpark and onto you. It won't work, girl. A stretched out cunt versus a home run? The choice is laughably obvious, even to me. But don't fret, whore. Now you can not only compete with baseball, but you can also excel well beyond it, using your ragged out, broke down, meaty cunt, caved in lips, balding head, and pancake tits in combination with a revolutionary new product we just got in. What is it? It's a baseball stadium box seat replicated down to the smallest detail. Put this box seat in your basement and turn off the lights. Now aim a single light at that box seat and play the enclosed ballpark MP3 stadium sounds that comes with it. Honey, once you hang one of the six enclosed giant posters onto the wall directly in front of the box seat, your man will believe he's at the stadium. What's on the posters? A player catching a ball in the left field, a player swinging a bat at the home plate, a player running to first base, and many more. Boom, bitch. He's ready, Hetty. Spread your legs and swing your wet fuckhole into his face while hanging from the rope you attached onto the joist above his box seat. He'll hump you all night long, game after game. It's what a man does. Make sure you change out the wall posters and keep that MP3 playing. It's guaranteed, lady. Your life will never be the same. You'll never be invisible again. Break out the popcorn, beer, peanuts, rubbers, dildos, and cock rings. Hurry, get your high-quality, genuine baseball stadium, highly crafted box seat now. Only $12,700. Come to the counter now and get yours before they're gone, pig. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto the man that paints the parking lot lines onto the pavement in our parking lot. Man was on his stomach, lying atop a flat, battery-powered, motorized piece of plywood, painting handicap lines on a parking spot using a paint roller. Miss Phelps was staring at the impression his ass cheeks and ball sack bulge was making through his work pants when her asshole suddenly gave way. Miss Phelps is extremely horny.
I fucked a guy when I was 17, and his 14-inch-long, extremely thick cock broke off inside my box. In my 20s, a color doctor told me I had to have the cock removed from my fuckhole because they had to remove a baby that had died inside me, but I wouldn't allow it. They had to pull the baby past the cock to get it out. I need 10 inches resting inside my fuckhole at all times. Is there someone in the store that possesses a flat, tapeworm-like dick that could come up here and fuck me till I vomit right now? I need it.
Mandy also has irritable bowel syndrome.
I was in a motel last week with my boyfriend. I was lying on the bed on my side because I took the dick all night. While I was lying on my side, my shit started flowing out of my asshole. My brown eye is like an active volcano. I kept shitting until my manure reached the same height as the top of the motel bed. I was still reeling in the afterglow of orgasm, and somehow I rolled off the bed and I fell into the deep bubbling shit that was overtaking the motel room. I had to breaststroke my way to the bathroom window. Lucky for me, I was able to climb out of the window. Unfortunately, my boyfriend drowned in my shit. Fuck him. He was a fruit anyway. Someone please come up here and knife my asshole to death. I need help.
Is there anyone in the store that can help my assistant get her shit off herself and off the line painter? This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.